Subroutine prologue done by the subroutine. Step 4. Push the return address register, always. Step 5. Push the caller's frame pointer, register FP. Step 6. Push any of the registers S0 through S7 that the subroutine might alter. Step 7. Initialize the frame pointer. The frame pointer is initialized to the stack pointer minus the space needed for variables. The space needed for variables is 4 times the number of local variables. Remember, for us, variables are always full words. Also remember that subtracting from the stack pointer grows the stack by that amount. Step 8. Now set the stack pointer to be the same value as the frame pointer.